Democrats opened their national convention in Philadelphia by front-loading some of their highest-profile speakers on the event's first night. First Lady Michelle Obama made an impassioned speech. Massachusetts Senator and progressive darling Elizabeth Warren spoke as well. But there was no more anticipated speaker on stage last night than Vermont's own Bernie Sanders. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld is in Philadelphia. We've got him on the line now. Pete, thanks so much for making a quick turnaround on a night when I'm sure you've had little in the way of sleep.
Sleep is overrated, Mitch.
That's what I say every morning. Pete, first give me a sense of the mood last night leading up to and then when Bernie Sanders took the stage to speak.
It's one of those events where there are so many moods depending on what specific moment in time you're at. It is a grueling endurance marathon. These delegates wake up at 6:30 in the morning. They have a bunch of breakfasts. They're doing activities all day. And by the time you get to convention night itself, people already have a long day behind them. There were moments where I looked at the delegation and they were looking a little sleepy and lackluster. There were other moments where you could tell they were inspired. They were charged up, and no more so than when Bernie Sanders took that stage last night. It was the moment that a lot of them came to Philadelphia to witness, and I don't think there's one of them that thought he disappointed.
You know, I'll be speaking with one of the Vermont delegation later this morning, and she's really been struggling with whether or not to listen to Bernie Sanders, essentially, and get on board by supporting Hillary Clinton. What did some of the Vermont delegation that you spoke with after the speech say about whether or not they will follow Bernie's lead and say, yes, I'm ready to vote for Hillary and help her in her efforts to win the presidency?
I've talked to a number of Vermont delegates who say they aren't at a place at this point where they're going to be able to support Hillary Clinton. I didn't talk to anybody immediately after Sanders' speech who said that it instilled that aha come to Hillary moment for them. Noah Detzer is a young guy from the Upper Valley who's here as a delegate, and the main reason he's participating in Democratic Party politics at all this year is because of Bernie Sanders. I talked to him outside the convention, inside the convention hall last night, a couple moments after Bernie Sanders left the stage, and I asked him, your guy is telling you it's time to get behind Hillary. Can you do it? And he says, Noah said, well, Bernie Sanders kind of has to say that right now. And frankly, I'm not there yet. And he said his ability to line up behind Clinton is going to have way more to do with Clinton's speech later this week than Bernie Sanders' speech last night. That said, there are plenty of Bernie Sanders supporters taking their lead from the center. And I don't think there's any doubt that the significant majority of Sanders supporters will find their way to Clinton if they're not there already. But the margin that can't or that won't is going to be one of the many, many determining factors in this general election.
Pete, what about Bernie's campaign team? I mean, they must be still smarting about and seething about this email leak and those emails that are showing that there was definitely a bias towards Hillary Clinton from the Democratic National Committee.
Of course they're seething, and I don't think, you know, human nature dictates that people are going to not take kindly to some of the emails that came out over this past week. And, you know, there are elements of Bernie Sanders' speech last night that are a little bit of a knife twist to Clinton. He talks about not taking money in his campaigns. He talks about not letting the billionaire class or super PACs fund our political process. Now, if that's not at least a sideways glance at the Clinton campaign, I don't know what is. And that does do something to fuel the continued anger that a lot of Sanders supporters feel for Hillary Clinton. However, Bernie Sanders, has also had moments of real full-throated support for Hillary Clinton. And he has said in no uncertain terms, this is the time to unify the party, to come behind Hillary Clinton. And that's a message that they are, for the most part, staying true to this week.
And briefly, Pete, as I said in the lead, there was a big name first night for Democrats, Michelle Obama, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie himself. Still 3 days left for the convention, though. What happens next? Other than Hillary herself speaking the final night, who are some of the higher profile speakers to be featured?
Well, tonight we will see President Bill Clinton take the stage. He's going to be appearing with the mothers of some African-American men who lost their lives in police incidents in recent years. On Wednesday, we're going to have the president himself, Barack Obama, and Vice President Joe Biden. And finally, of course, on Thursday, the presumptive nominee will take the stage, or she'd be the nominee by that point, with her daughter, and then they will adjourn, and everybody will head out onto the campaign trail.
Months to come, we'll be following your reports on Morning Edition on All Things Considered and at VPR.net. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Mitch.
And support for our convention coverage comes from the VPR Journalism Fund.